Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian.
It's Friday night, but before we can play this week's show, let me clear up the challenge from last time. I said, start with the name of 1996 Derby winner Grindstone. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a five-letter place where food is served and a five-letter utensil you might find there. What are the words?
Well, the place that food is served is a diner, and the utensil you're looking for are tongs.
That's right.
All right, Ian, on May 10th, 1924, J. Edgar Hoover was appointed the first director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, then known simply as the Bureau of Investigation. During his 37-year tenure as director, Hoover developed some important modernizations to police technology, including centralized fingerprint databases and forensic laboratories. He was also, however, discovered to have overstepped his jurisdiction on numerous occasions. This controversial legacy has led to campaigns to rename the FBI's headquarters in Washington, D.C., which is currently named for Hoover. To mark Hoover's appointment as FBI director, this week our questions are about other people known by a first initial and a middle name.
Okay.
First up, architect, designer, and author R. Buckminster Fuller is widely known as the inventor of the geodesic dome, a hemispherical structure built from equilateral triangles. One of the most famous geodesic domes is Spaceship Earth, an attraction which takes its name from a term popularized by Fuller and located in what area of the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida?
2 weeks in a row. This is Epcot.
It is Epcot, right. And Epcot at one point stood for Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow, but they don't consider the name an acronym for that anymore. It's just the word Epcot. Actor and comedian H. John Benjamin provides the voices for the title characters of the animated series Bob's Burgers and Archer. Both of these characters have appeared in other animated series, including a 2014 episode in which Bob appears on a plane with Homer Simpson and Peter Griffin. That episode is a crossover between The Simpsons and what other animated series?
Family Guy.
That's right. And Bob also appears in another Family Guy episode, besides that one, and the entire Belcher family is one of the couch gags in a Simpsons episode from 2013. The 1993 novel The Road to Wellville by T. Corazon Boyle is set in Battle Creek, Michigan, in the early 1900s. The novel takes its title from a booklet written by Charles Post, who, after spending time at a psychiatric hospital, was inspired to start his own line of breakfast cereals in competition with what brand, owned by the director of the hospital at which Post was a patient.
I'll say Kellogg.
That's right. Kellogg's is headquartered in Battle Creek, Michigan. And John Harvey Kellogg, he was a doctor, he was a health activist, he invented cornflakes, basically as is, this is one of those words that you never knew existed until you found it right. They were invented as an anaphrodisiac. While she is perhaps most famous for her 17-year run as Lieutenant Anita Van Buren on the series Law & Order, actress S. Epatha Murkerson made her small screen debut in 1986 as Reba the Male Woman on What Children's Series, which also guest starred Lawrence Fishburne as Cowboy Curtis and Phil Hartman as Captain Carl.
Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Pee-wee's Playhouse is right.
Whew.
And finally, J. Jonah Jameson, the editor and then owner of the newspaper The Daily Bugle, has been portrayed on screen since 2002 by actor J.K. Simmons. Jameson first appeared in March of 1963 in the first issue of a comic book featuring what character?
Superman?
No.
Oh. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is correct, yes. The other one.
Do they both work for newspapers?
Yeah. The Daily Planet is Superman's. Ah. Yeah. The Daily Bugle is the Peter Parker one.
Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
And Stan Lee once said in an interview that J. Jonah Jameson was a, quote, much grumpier version of himself. Well, I, Eric Pickus, you know a lot of things, or at least five things. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this C. Hallinge.
It doesn't make any sense at all. Start with the name L. Frank Baum. That's L. Frank. Baum. Change one letter to an N, not the one that's already there, and you can spell a three-letter word for a person you see at a baseball game, and two words, three letters and four letters, for actions you might see at a baseball game. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and let's do this same time next week.
We will see you then.